We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Kaila, the daughter of Akambal, the governor, asked Marco Polo to marry her, and the great Khan signified that he desired the marriage to take place. The Khan also said that he intended to return to Pekin, taking Matthew Polo with him and leaving his general Ta Pin Zhu in charge of the tour. Marco Polo told the Khan that he persuaded Kaila to postpone their marriage until he obtained the consent of the Princess Zulana, whom he had promised to marry on his return from Pekin. The Khan gave his consent to this. Then Toktai entered the audience chamber. He told the Khan that he had come from Pekin to ask forgiveness for the fact that he had married the Princess Zulana some weeks previously.
Toktai, I am displeased. You have dared to put an insult upon my friend Marco Polo. And whoever insults him insults me. Now, for daring to marry the Princess Zulana without my permission, you shall die.
Why, I follow the dictates of my heart, most noble Khan. If I die, I shall die happily, knowing that I won the love of the Princess Zulana.
Take him from here and put him to death.
Oh, mighty Kublai Khan, I salute you.
A moment, most gracious, mighty and noble Kublai Khan. I ask mercy for this man.
You ask mercy for him, Marco Polo? Is not the Princess Zulana the woman you love? Have you not made many sacrifices because of her? Did you not postpone your wedding with Kinsai and Kaila because of your love for the Princess Zulana? And Toktai, one of my captains, dares to marry the princess.
Oh, Marco Polo, now there is no bar to our immediate wedding.
Hear me a moment, please, I beg of you.
Well, what would you say, Marco Polo?
Most kind and noble Kublai Khan, Toktai is your friend. Also, he is my friend. Can you forget that it was by Toktai's aid that you saved your city from falling into the hands of Van Chu? I am prepared to make any sacrifice because of my friendship for Toktai. There are other women besides the Princess Zulana, and if she is happy married to Toktai, why deprive her of her happiness?
The Princess Zulana is happy. I swear it. She has come with me, and she waits now outside this room to tell you of her happiness, great and noble Khan.
So the princess has come here. Bid her come before me.
Am I to die, most noble Khan?
Marco Polo has pleaded for your life.
Truth to tell, most noble Khan, I would not seek to wed a woman who does not love me. And if Zulana loves Toktai, then I am happy because she has found happiness.
My son speaks noble sentiments, most noble Khan. I join with him in pleading for the life of Toktai.
It will be decided when I have spoken with Zulana. See, she comes now.
Come, Zulana. Bow low before the noble Kublai Khan. Ask mercy at his hand.
Most high and noble Khan, I did not know when Marco Polo would return to Pekin. I did not know whether he would fall in love with some other woman. But I do know that he had four wives in Venice, and Toktai loved me for myself alone. He has no other wives. Therefore, I gave my heart to him.
You should not have married him without my permission.
I know it, most noble Khan. And now I can only ask mercy for Toktai and myself.
Marco Polo shall judge your fate.
Oh, Marco Polo, I have hurt you cruelly. I ask mercy.
Now come, Zulana. Be of good courage. You have found happiness, and Toktai will bring you greater happiness than I could ever give you. Take her in your arms, Toktai. She is yours to guard and to keep for all your life.
Marco Polo, I salute you.
Well, let me see you take Zulana in your arms.
I take her in my arms.
It is well. Marco Polo is most generous and merciful. And now there shall be another wedding. Marco Polo shall wed Kaila.
You know there is no bar to our wedding now, Marco Polo.
I know that, Kaila.
So, Marco Polo, someone else managed to find a place in your heart?
He is quite a heartbreaker, Zulana. There is another woman besides Kaila.
It seems that I was wise.
You were most wise, Zulana. But I would that my wedding could take place at Pekin at the palace of the great Khan when I return from the perilous journey which I am to undertake. Would you not take Kaila to Pekin with you, most noble Khan?
But Kaila desires to wed you now.
I will show Marco Polo that I will be a mild and obedient wife. I do not ask for the wedding now. I shall wait in Pekin until Marco Polo returns.
Kaila, for that I thank you. I would not like to undertake this perilous journey knowing that you are my wife, pining and longing for me to return. While you are unmarried, there is at least a chance that you will meet someone else whom you will love better than you do me.
I will always love you, and you alone, Marco Polo.
Zilana thought that.
And yet, in my heart of hearts, Marco Polo, I knew that you did not want to marry me. Strange. I feel he does not want to be me. Perhaps he is too much in love with his four Venetian wives.
Marco, my son, I feel that those four Venetian wives of yours are causing you a lot of trouble.
Mayhap they are also saving me a lot of trouble, my father.
Marco Polo, speak now. Do you wish to marry Kaila?
Not before I return to Pekin, most noble Khan.
Strange. If beautiful women fell in love with me, I would have no hesitation in marrying them. All my wives were beautiful once, and I think they were in love with me.
I am prepared to wait, mighty Khan.
Well, so be it. You shall come with me to Pekin tomorrow. Oh, dear, now I am tired. Let everyone go. I do not wish to be disturbed again today. And let Matthew Polo be prepared to start on the journey to Pekin with me tomorrow. I shall take half my army with me. The other half shall go with Tarpin Zhu.
Come, Toktai and Zilana. I have much to say to both of you.
Have you naught to say to me, Marco Polo?
Kaila, I am grateful that you have decided to wait for me. I shall speak with you before you leave for Pekin.
So be it.
Oh, Toktai and Zilana, let me give you my best wishes.
Marco Polo, you are glad that you did not have to marry me?
Oh, how can you say that, Zilana?
You do not act like a man with a broken heart.
I can never thank you enough for interceding with the Khan on my behalf, Marco Polo.
Well, both your lives have been spared, and you should know some happiness. Now I ask that you should do me some small favor in return.
Marco Polo, I am beginning to know you very well. And I can tell what favor you are going to ask.
Are you a magician, Zilana?
No. But I am aware that you are going to ask us to find a husband for Kaila.
You are indeed a magician, Zilana.
Oh, there are many handsome young men in Pekin. And no doubt one or another will fall in love with Kaila.
Ah, but Kaila may not be like me. She may remain true to Marco Polo.
Well, see to it that she does not remain true to me. I wish my heart to be broken again when I return to Pekin.
We will do what we can to aid you, Marco Polo. Now, I must ask you one question.
Ask on, Zilana.
Have you really got four wives in Venice?
That is my own secret, and I do not intend to reveal it to you.
Marco Polo, there is still a little place in my heart for you, and I say that even in the presence of Toktai.
Marco Polo is my friend. You may say what you like to him in my presence.
Toktai, I hope you never learn to lie as convincingly as Marco Polo does. But tell me, what of this other woman, the daughter of Manji, the robber chief? Does she not expect you to marry her, Marco Polo?
She does, but mayhap you will be able to find a husband for her.
Oh.
But we will never see her. She is not going to Pekin.
Well, that makes it rather more difficult. Well, I can only hope that she also breaks my heart.
Do you ever intend to marry Marco Polo?
Oh, someday. Who knows? Now, my friend, I must go and see Kaila. I like her, and she is beautiful.
And you have taken her in your arms and kissed her, as only you can kiss Marco Polo.
Now, Zilana, you must not try Toktai too far. Well, I wish you well, my friends, and I hope you carry out the task I have put upon you. I shall see you before you leave for Pekin.
The next day, Kublai Khan and his retinue left on their return journey to Pekin. This time, the populace cheered them loudly. The new governor was appointed in the place of Akambal, and the people rejoiced that they found freedom with the death of Argon. Some hours later, Marco Polo and his father Niccolo commenced their journey with the general Tarpin Zhu. They made their way across the desert towards the seaport town of Zaitun. The journey was without event. until they reached the walls of the great city of Zaitun, which was ruled over by King Pentan, a kinsman of the great Kublai Khan. When Marco Polo's party reached the walls of the city, they noticed that all the buildings were gaily bedecked with flags and banners, and that there was a general air of rejoicing. The massive bronze gates were thrown open, and King Pentan himself came riding at the head of his soldiers to greet the visitors.
It seems that we are to be given a royal reception, my father.
Yes, but who is this tall, handsome warrior who comes towards us, Tarpinzu?
It is King Pentan himself. No doubt he thinks the Kublai Khan is with us. That is why he has come in person to welcome us.
You must bow low before him, Tarpinzu. He is a fine, honest man, and he has done much good service for Kublai Khan. See, he comes to give us greetings now.
Greetings, greetings a thousand times to the fair city of Zaitun.
We accept your greeting, O great and mighty King Pentan.
Where is my cousin, Kublai Khan?
The great Khan was forced to return to Pekin. There are several matters there which require his attention, but he has sent us in his stead.
I am disappointed that my cousin is not here, but I give you a greeting in his stead. And who are these strangers with you?
These men are Venetians who have been of great service to Kublai Khan. Have you not heard of Marco Polo?
I have heard of Marco Polo.
I bow before you, King Pentan.
This is Niccolo Polo, the father of Marco.
I also bow before you, great King Pentan.
You are welcome to my city. You have arrived in time to witness a great and happy ceremony. I am about to marry.
Now, at last you are about to marry, O great King Pentan.
Yes, you shall all come to my wedding. Marco Polo and his father will be specially welcome. The great Pentan is to marry a slave girl who comes from Italy. Perhaps she may be known to Marco Polo. Oh.